Well, if you'd like to follow in the reading found in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1. Jonah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, went down to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Poor old Jonah. Seemed like he's caught it from about every way that we look. And it's easy to find a fellow's faults and shortcomings, isn't it? I'm not just talking about Jonah. It's good to see, easy to see his. But what about those round about us? But I think he did have a good point or two. I don't know how many more. But I guess if I'd have a subject, it would be 10 things in the life of Jonah. And maybe might be a few more thrown in. Everybody doesn't want to preach the gospel. And Jonah, I think, was plenty willing to do it at home there among Israel. He didn't live too far from Nazareth. And this matter of going over to Nineveh, that was 500 miles away. And boy, that would stretch me out now way too far. And thinking about the way of travel back in those days. But anyway, that's the way it was. And God said, go to Nineveh, that great city, and I'll give you the message to preach. So Jonah, you know, the scripture mentions about lying vanities. And I'm not just all sure how that come in. The scripture doesn't say anything about it, and I guess we could play on our imagination here a little bit. Brother Ray Smith back there, he said, you know, if you err a little bit from the scripture, people that read their Bible, they know. And the ones that don't, they don't care anyway. So, you know, how far you go. But I'm wondering, you know, it would have been possible for Jonah to have inquired there in Israel, what about this? I mean, it seems like the Lord's asking me to go over there to our enemies of all people, our enemies, and preach the gospel. And I don't know whether I ought to do it or not, and I don't want to do it, and I wonder if he got some wrong counsel and some wrong advice. I don't know that, but that seemed to stand in his mind later on. Lying vanities, sure, wherever they came from, sure led him astray. And it would lead us astray if we veer from the word. There's something about the leading of the Holy Spirit and the word that go hand in hand. Perfect. The scripture, the Holy Spirit doesn't lead us contrary ever to the word of God. So we can just measure it up to that. Well, first of all, we know that Jonah heard the voice of God. I believe he knew clear as a bell what God wanted him to do. And you know, the Holy Spirit is that faithful to us, to lead us in the way that we ought to go. Whenever individuals come to an altar of prayer and seeking God, and sometimes there's something that stands in the way, and the Spirit is faithful to show us what it is. And I'm reminded of one individual praying, you know. And so the evangelist said, what is it? What's standing in the way? What's holding you up? Well, he said, I guess it's my back tithe that I haven't paid. Well, the evangelist said that's what I'd guess too. And no doubt that's what it was. Wife had two brothers. Well, I guess she had more than two brothers. But she had two brothers. One was called to preach and didn't want to. He wanted to farm. And had another one. He was a farmer. But he wanted to preach. But God never did call him to do it. But thank the Lord, the one that was called and didn't want to, God was faithful and patient with him. And so he sold off his farm equipment. And the John Deere deal back there in our hometown, I think he was far from being a Christian. But he called in where her brother had credit. And he said, send me whatever that boy owes, and I'll pay the bill. And he did. Well, Jonah deliberately disobeyed. And maybe that's the only way that we can do it. I don't know, is deliberately to do it. But he deliberately disobeyed what God had told him to do and what God wanted him to do. God never asks us to do the impossible or anything away from his help and his strength. Whatever he wants us to do, he gives us the grace to do it and the help to do it. Sometimes it may look kind of impossible and kind of hard, and we may not want to not be our choice, but he gives us the grace and the help to do it. Well, Jonah did attempt the impossible. He tried to flee from God. What a foolish thing for a preacher to try to do was flee from the presence of God. Well, I don't know whether there was anything in the direction that was appealing to him. He didn't want to go to Nineveh, and so he went down to Joppa, and there was a boat there that was leaving, and he could pay the fare and get on that and leave out of there. But God knew where he was at. And God saw. You know, talking about some of the good points of Jonah, old Brother Ray Smith, Big Ray back there, said God looked on his register of preachers and he picked out Jonah. You know, there's different kinds. Some can preach encouraging, and some preachers can preach various ways, and here was God was needing somebody to preach judgment. And I remember old Brother Darnell, he was one of them, and God had called him and God could use him. And I had him for revival out there in Illinois, and believe it or not, he preached on heaven for the first half hour, and then he said, you know, to be fair about it, there's some other place, and then he turned the rest of the to something else, to the judgment. Well, God seen that there was a strength, stamina, something about the character and the personality of Jonah, that he could preach that judgment message over there if he would just mind God and do it. So God called him. You're the man, Jonah, that I'm sending over there. Well, of course, you know the story well. I got down there to Joppa, had the money to buy the ticket, pay the fare, got on board. And he was so pleased with himself that he just went on down, went to sleep. Just forget about it. Well, that works pretty good. The devil can't bother us whenever we're asleep, I don't think, at least most of the time. And our problems, we just sleep and forget about it. But that didn't work for too long here with Brother Jonah. So they got on out. The Lord seen that there was a storm. And because of his disobedience, he got other people in trouble. And you've heard individuals say, well, I'm just hurting myself. The way that I'm taking, what I'm using, what I'm smoking, what I'm drinking, it's not hurting, not bothering nobody else, just hurting myself. Well, that's not so. If they have a family, if they have neighbors, have others round about that they have an influence. Now imagine Brother Ziegler's took his water with him, and I can't even get that. Get others in trouble, a bad influence. And they tried to save him, done all that they could. They throwed the wires out in the boat to try to lighten the thing. It didn't help. Whenever you're fighting against God, do what you want to do, but I'm telling you, you're not going to make it. He's going to be the victor. He's going to be the winner. Just well to surrender and come clean with him. So they got others in trouble, and he made an honest confession. He said, boys, if you want to see the thing, the calm storm, come, why, just throw me overboard. They didn't want to do it. And they prayed the Lord wouldn't put that to their account and accuse them, blame them for murder. But they had no choice, it seemed, but to pick the old boy up and put him over. And he made a splash and went down. But said God had prepared a great fish. And he probably thought he was getting his supper or dinner or something when he opened his mouth and took Jonah in. But he didn't digest too good. And so the fish had him on board for 3 days and 3 nights. Well, Jonah seemed to be angry about the situation, and too angry and too blowed up to even pray about it. Did you ever see individuals that wouldn't even pray about it? Too angry. Not going to do it. But after 3 days, 3 nights, why, he changed his mind. Willing to end it all, and before the story's over, you know, he wanted to die. But the scripture tells us, I believe it's in beginning in chapter 3, then Jonah prayed. It's a good thing when individuals begin to pray. They may not know much about it, may not have ever prayed before, may not know how, but I tell you, if they really want God, really want help, why, God will help them to pray. They may not use too many proper words or whatever else, but they can pray and seek God, and he'll hear and answer prayer. Well, The old fish never had tangled with anything like this before, and it upset him, made him sick at his stomach. Soured wholeness generally does. And so the old fish, but before Jonah got out, down in there in the seaweeds wrapped around his neck and whatever the arrangement was down there in the stomach of the fish, it just wasn't the best. But the whale, or the fish, got rid of him, vomited him out on the shore. And the voice of God spoke to him again in mercy and said, Nineveh, Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach what I tell you to preach. And I was reading today a little bit about Jeremiah over there in the first chapter. You remember Jeremiah, God had a chore for him. And he said, "What? I'm just a child. I'm just a little child. I can't do it." God said, "Oh, yes, you can. You can do it." God enabled you. He said, "I've enabled you and strengthened you, and that you can do what I've called you to do." So we notice that the call came again to Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach what I tell you to preach. And so Jonah made his way. He preached a message without mercy. I wouldn't want to have to preach a message like that. That'd be serious. But it's what God told him. Tell those people over there, it's all over with. Their wickedness has come up before me, and I can't stomach it any longer. And so judgment is coming. And that's what he preached. Wouldn't have been a very happy message to preach. Well, you know the story. Somehow the Holy Spirit carried that message home, even to the heart of the old king. And he said, "We've got to do something about it. We're goners unless we can obtain mercy from God." And so they begin to fast and pray. And, oh my goodness, Keith, bless your heart. Next time I talk to Stephen, I'll see if I get you a raise. Now, wash my thought down. He preached faithfully across the city, preached the judgment. The message went home to the king and to the people. They fasted and prayed. He said, "Don't even let the animals eat or drink." And God, in his mercy, I'm so glad we serve a merciful God. I don't know whether there'd be a one of us in here that would be here if it had not been for the mercy and the goodness of God. He's been so good to us. And so God heard their prayers. And he didn't bring judgment on them because they did repent. And then Jonah got angry over the situation. Jonah, as best I can find in the scripture, had the best and the biggest revival of anybody listed in the Bible. I don't know of anybody else that had that kind of revival as Jonah had, and then got mad about it. He said, just what I figured. Actually, Lord, this is just what I prayed and what I told you over there before I come, that I'd go over there and make a fool out of myself. I'd preach judgment, and you in your mercy, you'd forgive them and not bring it to pass, and then look where I'd be. Well, Adam Clark said Jonah had the gift of prophecy, but he sure didn't have the grace that took care of the old nature and the carnal nature and that whatever nature he had there that wanted to see judgment come on these people. Well, these Assyrians were enemies of Israel. And I don't know, maybe you're smart enough to know Bible history of what the Assyrians may have done to Israel. And had they done something in the past, that would have been enough to trigger the anger and Jonah not wanting to see judgment come. Well, you know the story, how he got mad about the gourd. And but lying vanities, it deceived him. It got him in trouble, but he got victory. And I've always thought it was good. Hopefully, Jonah made it, or there'd have been more to the story of Jonah, that he got straightened out and it got God's forgiveness, got to walking in the light, doing better himself, or there'd have been more to the story. I hope he did. Let's stand. Brother Wagner, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?